The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. Many times in our own lives, we find that we really are spiritually, mentally, emotionally in the dark. In the spiritual life, this is something we call desolation. And that's this period of unrest and disquiet. It's a time of unsettlement when God feels very far away. The soul in desolation struggles to pray and wonders why it even should pray. In desolation, we may feel as if we are in a dark corridor of uncertainty. We question, we feel alone, maybe abandoned and rejected. We don't know what to do or where to go. It's a spiritual desolation, the spiritual darkness. I want to be very clear, though, that this desolation, this darkness that we experience is not sinful. Mother Teresa experienced this for the vast majority of her life and wrote about it extensively. She called it a spiritual desert that she was in. But we all know how her story turned out. She's a saint. But this desolation is real and it's difficult. And in the gospel, Christ tells us today that he has come to be the light in that darkness, consolation in the midst of desolation, the joy in the midst of sadness. My brothers and sisters, hold firm if you're in the midst of this spiritual darkness. Seek help. Talk to a good friend, talk to a trusted priest, seek spiritual direction. Your community, your church is here to support you. God bless you.